Super disgusting. Yeah.
All right, today's stuff is Pei Vav, but we're still on Pei He Omer Aleph, so we need to get moving. Five lines from the bottom on the third word, Rab Zera.
Sorry, which one was it?
Pei He Omer Aleph. So we were talking about the Torah, the people fasting. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu was fasting, for example. Or I'm sorry, Rabbi Yosef was fasting to make that the Torah la yomosh mi picha mi pizarecha mi pizarezarecha. And then we said after three generations it stays. And he didn't have to anymore. So now we're up to Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera ki salik la'arad Yisrael. When Rabbi Zera made Aliyah, Yosef maya tanista to the shtakach, because they went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, as he sat for 100 fasts, to the shtakach gemara bavlamine, that he should forget the Talmud Bavli. Ki heche lenitra day, so it shouldn't bother him, because in Talmud Yerushalmi there's no kashus, there's no, it's much more, the style is much more straight. So he didn't want to, because the way he was used to learning was, every time anyone said anything, he asked a kasha. And so he wanted to get that limud out of his system so he could learn Yerushalmi in the Yerushalmi style. That was 100 fasts he did to do that. Yosef Meyach Renisa Ladishka Belozer Bishnei. He fasted another 100 fasts to pray that Rabbi Lozer, this is Rabbi Lozer and Paras, shouldn't pass away in his lifetime. Why? Not necessarily because he loved him so much, but because if he would pass away, then Rabbi Zera would have to take over as the head of the Gabbai, the head of the Shul committee, whatever. So he didn't want to have to worry about that. So he was hoping that Rabbi Lozer would outlive him.
This is what I had to do when your father-in-law passed away.
Yeah. The Yosef Meya Achrini, and then another 100 fasts. I bet you didn't fast 100 times, huh? The Yosef Meya Achrini, La Lishle Peinurid again, and we fast another fast, that the fire of Gehenim should not rule over him, should not have effect on him. So he wanted to be fireproof. It's called Lassin Yemen, have a Bodkin Nafshi. So every 30 days he would check whether he was still fireproof. Shagat Tanura Salif Yasubigave. So he'd fire up the oven and go and sit in it and see how he went. Valoy have a shelter, as you do, yeah. Valoy have a shelter Beinura, and the fire didn't catch on him. Yomacha Jobber Rabbanon Eina. One day the rest of the rabbis thought, you know, enough's enough, and so they gave him a bit of a prod. The ichrichu shakye, and his thighs were burnt, were singed.
Singed, yeah.
Singed, just to show, hang on, what do you think you're doing? Yeah, so he got a little bit back. The karale, then they called him katin chare shakye, they called him shorty with the singed thighs, because he was a short fellow, so shorty is obvious. And then he had singed thighs, so they called him shorty with the singed thighs. Well, they said it in Aramaic, so it was easy. Katin chare shakye. Who is the wise man who will understand this? And the word of the mouth of God is to him, the Yagida, and he will tell it. Alma of the Haaretz, why did the land get lost? So, this particular topic, Amru Chachamim, turn the page, the Chachamim. That means Mir Isha Chacham, right? So the wise man didn't explain it, Amr Neviim Olei Pishu, the prophets didn't explain it, so that's the Dvar, so there's the Chacham, and then there's the person Asher Dvar Pi Hashem Elov, who the word of God is with him, so that's the Novi, and so they couldn't understand Alma of the Haaretz, right? So the wise man couldn't work it out, the Novi couldn't work it out, Asher Pishu Kosh Baruch Hu Batzmi, so God had to tell them the answer. Shenem Avayem Rashem, Hashem said, Al Ozva Mesterosi Asher Nosati Lifnayem. It's because they forsook the Torah, my Torah, which I gave them. What do you mean they forsook the Torah? Amar Rav Yehud Amar Rav Shtei Bercha B'Torah Tchila. They didn't make a bracha before learning Torah. That means they didn't consider it sort of choshev enough that they should make a bracha on it. Yeah, so Asher Bracha Bonim Mikolam, the bracha that we say, Bracha Satorah in the morning.
I always heard that the pshat here was that
They were learning Torah as if it was stama a chokhmah, not because of its divine inspiration. They berachu b'Torah means you remember the one who gave the Torah. Shenosan lan
haTorah asu. Yeah, okay, so
they forgot the Eibishter. They were learning it like a science.
Yeah, so that's the Pirush Yirmiyah. But as a minimum, what it means is they didn't consider it a choshev, a thing to make a bracha on. So they were, whatever, yeah. Is Amar Rav Chama Maidach Siv, the Lev Novain Tanuach Chachma, let me get the pasuk right, with a heart that understands, the wisdom will be resting. Over Kerav Ksilim Tivodeya, I think that word is, if I can read it properly.
Yeah.
With my eyes that can't see this small writing. Tivodeya, Tivodeya. Tivodeya, it's a weird word. What on earth does that mean? V'leiv novin techla chachma. What does it mean that the chachma will rest in the heart of an understanding person? Zeh tamu chacham ben tamu chacham. That means it already starts off with a leiv novin by sort of genetically, and then he gets more wisdom. So that's a tamu chacham, the son of a tamu chacham. V'kerok silim tivadeya, zeh tamu chacham ben ama oritz. So even though he starts off with a being with the kerok silim, he starts life disadvantaged, that he's amongst the fools. But the Torah will come out and be known with him anyway. Amar Ula Haina Damri Inchi. That's what people say. Istri Belagina Kish Kish. If the Kish Kish Karya, that if you have one coin in a jar, it makes a lot of noise. You shake it, like, you know, the tzedakah collectors. If it's empty, it makes empty vessels make the most noise. So the sound of a coin rattling around in an empty bottle makes a lot of noise. If it's full of coins and you carry it around, it doesn't make noise. So it's sort of the so that's the idea. The one who's the son of the Amma Oretz, then he makes the most noise. I mean, this is in a positive way. He has the biggest impact because it's surrounded by Amma Oretz. Amale Reb Yirmiyah the Reb Zera Madasiv Katan VeGadol Sham. And here Katan VeGadol, small and big, Shamho, there he is, VeEved Chavshi MeAdonov, and the slave is free of its master. Is what are you talking about? Atole Yadinan and the Katan VeGadol Shamho. We don't know that there's big people and there's small people. Ella, what it means is Kol Hamakdin Atzmei Al Divrei Torah Beolam Hazeh. However, is humble and he makes himself small on Divrei Torah in this world. Nasa God Olam Haba, he is treated as the great one in Olam Haba. V'chola meisim atzmei ke'eved al Divrei Torah b'Olam Hazeh. And anyone who makes himself like a slave to the Torah in Olam Hazeh, nasa chofshi Olam Haba, he becomes the free one in Olam Haba. Rish Lakish avim etzayin ma'arta de rabbanan. Rish Lakish was, we talked about the caves of Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar and Rav Yossi yesterday. So this is a thing about caves. Rish Lakish avim etzayin ma'arta de rabbanan. Rish Lakish would go around and make he would put the blue paint on the caves, the kivrei tzadikim. Rashi says in order the kohenim shouldn't come there. What's the difference between why dafka tzadikim then? Because he didn't want a takala to come through tzadikim. Yeah, so it seems like he wasn't that concerned. If a kohen wants to go to the cemetery, Rish Lakish wasn't going to stop him. But at least it shouldn't happen that he should make himself tomei through the grave of a tzadik. So at least he put the blue paint on the kivrei tzadikim so that the kohenim should stay away. When he was getting up to where the cave of Rav Chia was, he couldn't find it. It was sort of, I don't know, hidden in the wall of the mountain or something. He couldn't find it. It's Cholash Daita, so he got upset. He was sad. He couldn't find the grave. Didn't I discuss in Torah the same level as Rav Chia? So, you know, I deserve to find it. Yotza Baskel v'amraloi. So Baskel came out and said, Torah k'moisei pilpalta. Pilpulim, you did, yeah. You did Torah, you did like Rav Chia, but Torah k'moisei lo ribatzta. You didn't spread Torah. You didn't teach Torah to others. Marbitz Torah, yeah. So that's why you're not on the same level to Rav Chia. Ki havo mincei Rav Chanina v'Rav Chia. When Rav Chanina and Rav Chia would argue, so how would they argue with each other? They would each one would say, "Hayatochet that you argue with me." Amalei Rav Chanina the Labichir, Rav Chanina would say, "It's Labichir, but did he come in to us? You're fighting with me. Do you know who you're dealing? Do you know who you're dealing with over here?" Yeah, Chas v'Shalom, Mishtach the Torah Yisrael. Chas v'Shalom, if the Torah would be forgotten from the Yidden, Mahadarna l'mupulpuli, my great pulpulim
would
bring it back. So, you know, think about who you're dealing with. There's Amal that Avchil Avchadina, Avchil said back to Avchadina, Ba'adei Didi, come into your, you think you're going to fight with me? You know what I did? The Avdi, the Torah, Eshtav Yisrael, I wasn't just a hypothetical that I'm going to make big pulpulim. Yeah, I'm going to sit in a dark room with the window shades
on. Rescue the Torah.
And rescue and save the world by sitting in a room all of myself. No, I actually did it. I caused that the Torah should not be forgotten from us, the Yidden. What happened? Maya Vidna, what did I do? Azlina, I went with Shadina, Kisna, and I threw some flax. I planted a flax and I did whatever I do to, you do to flax to make threads. Vigadilna nishpi, and I twined up some ropes and nets. Vitzayadni tovi, and then I went and hunted some deers with it. Umachilna basrael leyasmi, and I gave the meat to the orphans. I don't know why I didn't just go to the butcher, but anyway. Varichna megilta. And I took from the skin of their of these deers, and I made megillas. I made scrolls. Yeah, svarim. V'kasavna chamisha chumshi, and I wrote on it the five chumashim. V'salikna lamasa, and I went to a city where there wasn't anyone to teach the kids Torah. Umakrina chamisha yenuki v'chamisha chumshi. I took the five scrolls of the five books of the Torah, and I gave one to each kid, to five different kids, and I taught them the whole sefer. Umasnina shisa yanuki shisa sidri, and I taught six kids the six sidorim of Mishnayis. Sachakol, 11 kids. Ve'amarna lahu, and then I told the kids, ad hadarna v'yasina, I'm going away. The time I get back here, akru ahadodi v'asnu adodi, teach each other the ones that you know, and teach. Akru means the psukim, and asnu means the Mishnayis. You teach each other now. I've taught everybody one thing. Now you share it with all of your mates. And I actually caused that the Torah should not be forgotten. Yeah, that's why Rebbe said how great was what Rav Chiya did, that he did that. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said to Rebbe, "Afilu mimar, is he even greater than you?" Like you said, my Sechia, what about you?
So, but the point is, if you only had 11 sets of texts, it's only the 11 exchanging between them, but how does it spread out from that if you've only got the 11 texts?
Well, we're clear that they didn't just teach 11.
Maybe they didn't.
No,
from there you can copy more, I don't know. He got it started. He was teifach al manas latviach. Yeah, that was the idea. He told. Maybe he did it more than once.
It's a pretty luminae. The fruit itself.
Yeah, that's right. So he taught them how to do it. He taught them how to fish, not how to eat it. He didn't give
them.
He didn't give them a fish. He taught them how to fish. What? How to give out talks and tales?
Yes, and tanyas. Your friends, and they will give to their friends.
And selling tanyas. Amalei, so he asked him, "Is he even greater than you?" Amalei, "Ain yes." Afilu me Abba, so he said, "Is he even greater than my father?" This is Rabbi Yossi talking. "Is he even greater than my father, Rabbi Yossi?" Amalei chas v'shalom. No, not so much. Loi tehei kazeis b'Yisrael. Don't even think it. Don't even say such a thing. Amar Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira says, "Emesh nirali Rabbi Yossi v'chanina." Last night, I had a dream, and appeared to me Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Amarti lo etzel mi atatakua. I said, "You know, where are you holding? Where are you sitting? How's it going up in Gan Eden? Who are you sitting with?" Omar Lee, he said, "I'm etzel Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sitting next to Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan etzel me. Who's Rabbi Yochanan next to? Etzel Rabbi Yanai. He's next to Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai etzel me. Who's Rabbi Yanai next to?" It's like the hierarchy there.
I was going
to
say, it's a very interesting format of questioning.
Yeah. Who's next? Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina etzel me. Etzel Rabbi Chia. As a martyr, I thought, wow, look how far down Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Zera's teacher once he came to Eretz Yisrael. So he's looking at it, and he's going, wow, you got Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yannai, and then Rabbi Yochanan. Look how low Rabbi Yochanan is in the pecking order. So I said to Rabbi Yochanan, so Rechia Loi, Rabbi Yochanan isn't great enough to sit right next to Rechia. What is going on here? Or what in Gan Eden is going on here? And Zom Ali, he said to me, Basar de Zekukin de Nura, Obeurin de Osha Man Ma'ayel Bar Nafil Tamon. In a place where you've got the fire and you've got the, what do you call them? You've got fiery torches. You don't want to bring a match, basically. And get the, you've got the torches ready. You don't want to bring a match. So in other words, it would be too fiery if Rav Chia was sitting next to Rav Yochanan. It would be too fiery, and therefore they have to be separated by having some people in between. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chaviva. Rabbi Chaviva said, "Ishtoyle Rabbi Chaviva bar Sirmarki." Rabbi Chaviva bar Sirmarki told me there's probably only two Rabbi Chavivas in the whole world, and they told each other. Yeah, they had a Chaviva for bringing, and he said, "Chazile Yehume Rabbanon." I saw one of the Rabbanim that have a Shchiach Eliyahu Gabei, that Eliyahu Anavi would come to him. To the Tzafra have a Shapiri name. This guy who was known that Eliyahu Anavi would visit him. And I saw him, the Tzafra have a Shapiri name. In the morning, his eyes were clear, were good. And in the evening, they looked like they had been burnt by fire. So I said, what's the story with the eyes? The Yom Ali, so he says, what happened was, the Amri de Eliyahu, I said to Eliyahu Achvi, the Rabbanon, Kisalk, Mitzvakiyah. Show me the Rabbanon when they go to the yeshiva in Shemayim. Omar Ali, so he said to me, okay, I'll show you. You're allowed to look at all of them. Except the chair of Rabchia, you're not allowed to look at. My Simonai says, how will I know which one is his that I shouldn't look at it? So he says, B'chulu was the Malachi Kisalki Vinachsi. And all of the chairs, the Malachim take them up and down. Rabchia's chair goes up by itself. So when you see a chair going up by its Vinachis and it goes down, and when you see a chair going like that, look away. So obviously he could look at it for a second to see that it was there.
Carrying them up and down to different dargas of Gan Eden in Yeshiva or something. I don't know what's
when I get there, I'll tell you.
I'll figure it out.
you won't
look, so.
I won't look. Finally, Eliyahu tells me not to. It's loy motzi leukman nafshoi. He says, I couldn't hold myself back. I couldn't resist. Istaklibo. And I looked at Rav Chia's chair. Asu trei butiti dinuro.
Zapped
me in the eyes and blinded the eyes. Lamachar Azli Ishtatuchia Maarte. The next day I went to his caver, to Rav Chia's caver, to Anadavin that is caver, and Amino, and I said to Rav Chia, Masnisa de Mar Masnino. I learned all of your brises. Rav Chia was the one who compiled the brises, and he says, I learned all of your brises. So you know, you help me. I'm a fan. Yeah, the itzi, and he was cured. So when the guy saw him in the evening with his burnt eyes, I think it must have been before that. The next morning he went to the caver. Eliyahu have a shchiach v'besifta de Rebbe. Eliyahu used to come to Rebbe's yeshiva. Yom Echad, imagine you're sitting giving the Daf Yom Shir, Eliyahu sits there. Anyway, Omri Lei.
Talk about pressure.
Yeah. Yom Echad, Reshar Chahava. One day it was Rosh Chodesh, as it is sometimes. Naga Leva Le
Yasa. It's interesting, this fellow was able to find Rosh
Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh cave, and Rosh Chodesh couldn't find it.
And Rosh
Chodesh
couldn't.
That's right. Well, because he learned all of Chia's prices.
Well, maybe once Rosh Lakish was Megala the cave.
That's right, Rosh Lakish
painted
it blue.
Now we can find it.
It doesn't actually say that Rosh Lakish found it in the end.
That's right.
So, we don't know whether he found it. Kasha for Meister, as they say. So Eliyahu came to Rebbe Shir, Yom Echad Yisharka, have a Nagal Ayasa. One day was a Shchodesh, came late and didn't come. So I thought it's because it was long davening, so he was learning late. But anyway, Amalei, so Rebbe says to him, my time in Nagale Mar, why are you late? Eliyahu comes to the shir, all Rebbe Eliyahu can say is, Rebbe says to him, why are you late? Why are you late to class? It's Amalei, he says to him, Adu Kimnali Avram, first I had to wake up Avram Avinu, Umashina Yadei, and I had to wash him Negel Vasser, Umitzali, and then he davened. Umagnina lay, and then I had to put him back to bed. Lachenli Yitzchak, and then I had to do it for Yitzchak. Lachenli Yaakov, did the Yaakov? Maybe Rosh Chodesh had a special seder there or something. So that took me so long that I came late to the shir. Frekt Rebbe Lekminu Badia Dodi. Why don't you just do them all at once? What are you doing them sequentially? It takes a long time. Wake them all up, let them all daven together, and then put them back to bed, and you'll have more time to come to the shir on time. So really, oh, said Sovri, I thought, Takfi Barachmi, there'll be too much davening going on. If Aram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov will all be awake and all davening at the same time, Umaisel the Mashiach, Bolezmani, that would make Mashiach come too early. So I thought better not to mix into that.
You're supposed to be upstairs and that's just thing is day and night.
Yeah, and less time
and
on
sleep.
And they're
sleeping. Avraham Yitzchak is sleeping. What are they?
What's the shyness to the goof?
Exactly.
There's obviously a lot to the story that we don't get. These are the hidden secrets.
Like the Agadato, yeah.
The Agadato, yeah. Sorry? Ezo Neshach was easier. We need George here to explain us all the Agadato. Amalei. So Rebbe asked him, wow, is there anybody like that in Elam Hazeh still alive? Amalei, Iker Reb Chiya Bodov. Yep, there's Reb Chiya and his sons, that when they daven, sparks fly. It's Gaza Rebbe. So one day, Gaza Rebbe Tanisa, one day it didn't rain. Well, not one day, but one season. It didn't rain. So Rebbe was decreed a fast day to pray for rain. So they invited Rav Chiya and his sons. Omar Mashiv Haruach. He just said the words Mashiv Haruach v'nosh bazika. Already the wind started blowing. Omar Merida Geshem Masa Mitra. As soon as he said the words Merida Geshem, it started raining. Then he thought he's on a roll. He's going to say it's in the Mashiv Haruach Merida Geshem. We might as well go Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Mesim. So and whenever he says something, it happens straight away. So look what would have happened if he would have said Mechaya Mesim, Raga Shalma. So the world started trembling. Omri Berakia, they said in heaven, Man Goli Razi Be'Alma. Who is telling these secrets that Rav Chiya is the one who can do this? And they never asked Rav Chiya, they never invited Rav Chiya to be the guest speaker before. All of a sudden now, they knew that they should call Rav Chiya. Who's the one who spilled the beans and told them that Rav Chiya should be the guest davener? It's Omri, and they said, of course they know it, they knew, Eliyahu. He was the bean spiller, the whistleblower. Is Asyuhu Eliyahu. They brought Eliyahu, Machyu, Shitin, Pulsi, Denur, they hit him over the head with 60 sticks of fire. So they weren't happy with Eliyahu telling the secret. Is Asa, so Eliyahu came, Idmi lahu kedub, he came down to where Rav Chiya was davening with his sons. Idmi lahu keduba denura, and he came in the shape of a fiery bear. Ol beinayu, and he went amongst them. Betardinu, and he distracted their davening.
Who was it you said the other day that there was no rain, but there was enough moisture in the ground?
Rebbe.
So what was your guys' attainers here?
Maybe there were different times. Was it his whole time? I think it was Rebbe.
Yeah, when they pulled out the radishes, there was a pool of water underneath.
That's right. There must have been different times when this happened. Or maybe different stories and they didn't all read the same story. Yeah. Shmuel Yarchinoa. So Shmuel, this is the Shmuel. He was called Yarchinoa from the word Yerach, which is month, because he was able to calculate astronomy and work out the new moons and all that sort of stuff. So they called him Shmuel Yarchinoa. Asya the Rebbe Hava, he was also Rebbe's doctor. Chalash Rebbe Be'ene, Rebbe had an eyeache. Amalei imalei lachsamah, so he says, do you want me to put some drops in your eye? Amalei lo yachilna, he said, I can't cope with that. So he said, okay, ishta lamishter, I'll smear some cream on the top of your eye. I won't go in your eye, I'll go on top of your eye. Amalei lo yachilna, he said, I can't take that either. So what am I going to do to him? Is have a meisiv lei something. The Samani Toise Besadja. What he did was, he got a clump of, a tube of some kind of medicine, and he stuck it underneath his head, under the pillow, or I don't know, when he was lying down, he put it on the sheet under his head, and it went and it absorbed through the back of his skull into the eyes, and it cured the eyes. So that's what Shmuel came up with. The itzi, and Rebbe was cured.
He had a pain in the eye.
and a pain in the eye, and Shmuel cured him with this novel approach. Havakamitzar, Rebbe leMismichei. So Rebbe was very excited, so he wanted to give Shmuel smicha. Well, they have a mistaim milsa. It never worked out. Yeah, Rashi says he didn't have enough time that day, or there weren't the smicha council wasn't available. Whenever he wanted to do it, something went wrong, and he never actually got around to sitting down giving a smicha.
This thing that Shmuel did is the same idea as you get a patch to
your nicotine patch. Yeah.
Transdermal.
Or
maybe it was a IV.
Normally a transdermal thing, it goes through the skin. It can't go through layers of bone and brain.
But you don't have Shmuel's one in your solar pack, that's why. It's Amalei. So Shmuel said to Rebbe, "Lelit star mar, don't be upset that you didn't give me smicha. L'didich chazir le'sifra the Adam Harishon. I saw the book that Adam Harishon wrote, the history book, Tchsiv Bay, and it says there, Shmuel Yachino, that's me. Chakim Yiskari, he will be called a wise man, top of the page. But Rebbe lo Yiskari, he will never be called Rebbe. It's my shirt. That's the way it's going to be. I wasn't meant to be. But Asu the Rebbe, and the healing of Rebbe will be through him." Okay, Rebbe and Reb Nosson is Seif Mishnah. Rebbe and Reb Nosson was the end of the Mishnah. In other words, so this is all part of what was said in Adam Harishon's history book. Yeah, that Rebbe and Reb Nosson will be the end of the Mishnah. So of course, Rebbe compiled the Mishnah. They were the last Tanoim.
There was no history before Adam Harishon.
Not a Mishnah.
In his book,
he had the advanced. He had the future history book. Ravashi and Ravina Seif Hayra. Rav Ashi and Ravina, the end of teaching, which means the end of the Gemara. So they were the ones who put the Gemara together. V'simonach, to remember Rav Ashi and Ravina, ad ove el migdoshi keel avina lacharisam. So ad ove el migdoshi, if you say it fast, sounds like Ashi. Like if you say it a bit like George. And el avina lacharisam, so avina sounds like Ravina. So if you remember that pasuk, you'll remember the names of the two people who finished off the Shas, Ravina and Rav Ashi. You don't look happy with that. Can't help it. Memory aids.
That's, really what it is.
That's how you do memory aids. Oh, is that how it is? Yeah. Omar Rav Kahana, sorry. Rav Kahana said, Ishtoyli Rav Chama Barbarate de Chasa. Rav Chame, the grandson of Chasa, said to me that Rabba Bar Nachmeni Agav Shmada Nach Nafshi. Rabba Bar Nachmeni, because of the fear of the king, the Goyish king, that caused him to pass away. What was the story with Rabbi Nachmeni? Achlo be'kurtza be'malka. Somebody went and mustered him and accused him in the house of the king. Amru, they said to the king, Ikechad gavra b'yudoi, there's one Jewish guy, the kamavatal tracer alfe gavra mi'yisrael, that he is mevatel 12,000 Jewish men from joining the public service and doing their national service. Yeah, because what? He gets them to go to Kollel instead. And he's mevatel 12,000 people from the workforce. Yarcha bekaitze v'yarcha bestava. 1 month, twice a year, because they come to Yarchi Kala. 1 month in the summer, 1 month in the winter. And they're having 2 months holidays. Stav, it depends. Modern Hebrew stav is autumn. Yeah, but I think it means winter. Maybe you're right. Tishrei and Nisan, I guess it was.
Nisan is spring.
Yeah. Tishrei and Nisra. Yeah, but those are the 2 months when everyone went to.
You've got four. What is it? Clover, Choyim, and all that. So yeah. Four.
Yeah, but no, the words. There's six seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, Rashi says it's Nisan and Tishrei. That's when they came to hear the drashas for Pesach and Sukkot. Yeah, so when the kings come, I misled you a little bit. Not the public service, but Mikarga de Malka from the tax, because the tax collector would come around and there's nobody home because they're all off at the shear of Rabbah. Yeah, so they weren't paying the taxes. Is Sadru Priestika de Malka Basrei? So they sent a shliach of the king to go and arrest Rabbah. He couldn't find him. Orak, he ran away. He ran away from Pamadisa to Akra, me Akra, la Agma, me Agma, la Shachin, me Shachin, la Tzrifa, me Tzrifa, la Ena de Mayim. So the 42 Masois, me Ena de Mayim, back to Pamadisa. Not sure why he came back to Pamadisa, because guess what? But Pamadisa, Ashkechei. The guy caught him in Pamadisa. Should have stayed where he was. Ikla Pristaka de Malka, how did he catch him? He caught him because the Shliach of the king happened to be staying, Lahush Pisa, the Rabbah, the same hotel. He ended up in the same hotel as Rabbah. And what happened was, they were in the dining room in the hotel. Krivu taka kame, they gave him a plate, this shliach, they gave him a plate of food. The ashkuhu trey kosa, they gave him 2 cups of wine. Vildayu alatakame, then they took away the plate. And he was drinking these 2 cups of wine. Hadar partzufa lachari, and his face turned on his head, spun around to face backwards. His head got all mixed up. And he faced backwards. Because, as Rashi explains, he was drinking two things is what's called zugus. When as the Gemara says in Arvi Psachim, that if you drink two of something, then mazikim and then all kinds of things happen to you.
Two is so, a simon to the sitrachra, that's
the word. So two is, yeah, so you're not supposed to have even numbers of things. That's the whole question, Arvi Psachim. How can we have arba koisis when it's zugus? And it goes a whole discussion there about shluche mitzvah. And then it's two. So they gave him 2 cups of wine, and his face broke. Yeah. So Amrulay, so the Balabas, it was two-faced. The Balabas said, "My Navi, like, what are we going to do now? Gavra de Malko is the king's shliach, and we stuffed his face up. So what are we going to do?" And Zamalahu, so Rabba told him, "Krivu takala kabe, bring you a viter, a plate of food. Vashkiu achad kasa, give him 1 more cup. And vidayul takala kabe, and then take the plate away. Valitzi, and then I'll have a 3rd cup. So it won't be zugis anymore. And he'll be cured." Is avilei hachi veitzi, they did it and it worked. Is Omar, so now this shliach, he actually seems like he realized what happened to him, that his face turned around and came back. So he said, "May the yadana the gavra the kabeina hachahu. That guy, I know that the guy that I'm chasing, which is Rabba, he's around, he's here. So therefore, because who else would have come up with such an etzah? Is Bachrusha Batsri of Ashkechei. So he looked around a bit and he found him. Is Omar, and the Shliach said to Rabba, "Azlina meha, I'm going away from here. In other words, I'm not going to arrest you. You did this for me. So I'm going away.
This is for your son.
Thank you very much.
E Mikdal. Wow, so service. E Mikdal. If Mikdal katulahu gavra, if they're gonna kill, if they would kill me, if they would catch me and they would say, "We're gonna kill you if you don't get him," and they would kill me, lo maglin, I still won't tell them where you are. But in Nagidi Minagdinli, if they will torture me, maglina, that I'm not promising. I will tell them. If they start torturing me, I'm going to tell them. I can't cope with that. Okay. Unfortunately, Asyuho Lakame, they brought him. So, where am I? Yeah, so they brought him. Aila Adruna. So they took Rabba. They arrested Rabba. So it must be that they tortured the Shliach because they ended up arresting him. He must have dobbed him in where he is. Ailil Adruna, they stuck him into a cell, a prison cell. The Tarkil above, they locked the bumper, they locked the door, they locked him into a cell. Boy, Rachmi, and then he started davening. Parak, Ashisa, and the wall of the prison of the cell fell down. Arak, so he ran away. The Ozala Agma, and he went and he ran away to the swamp, to the forest. Have a Yosef Agirda the Dukula of a Kagoris. He found there a stump of a tree that had fallen down. And he was sitting on a stump of a tree and learning, as you do when you're running away. Yeah, you find a stump of a tree. Sit down and learn something. This is what he was learning. The machlekes is in Shemayim, and Yeshiva in Shemayim is in Baharis. This is all he could think of to learn about. In Baharis Kadamis, let's say a lavon. If the Baharis comes before the white hair is Tommy, it's for sure Tommy. If the white hair came before the Baharis, it was already there, it's Tahir. What about if it's a Safik? It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu Omer Tahir. God says it's Tahir. V'chula mischief to the Rekia Omri is Tommy. Everyone else argues and says, "No, it's Tommy." The Yomri man Noichach, and they say, "Who's going to decide the answer?" Noichach Rabbi Manachmeni. Let's ask Rabbi what he thinks. The Amar Rabbi Manachmeni, I know Yochid ben Agoyim. I am the expert in Agoyim. I know Yochid b'Holis. I'm the expert in Holis, probably because no one else even learns it. So I'm the expert of these things. Is Shadr Shlicha Basrei?
And there's no Gemolus on it either.
Sorry.
He's the expert.
And there's no Gemolus. He's Yerushalmi, no? He got that safe from Maris Nagoyim or something. Anyway, so they sent someone down to call Rabba and say, time's up. Come join the yeshiva up here. We need you to explain this halacha. Lehavim matzim malachamavus the mikrov lei. The malachamavus wasn't able to get near him, and they have a posik pum in megirsa because he couldn't stop. That's tomorrow's Tanya, right? That Rabba the malachamavus wasn't able to get him because he was always learning, and the malachamavus couldn't get him. So what did he do? Adahachi. So the malachamavus got the idea. Nashav zika. He blew a wind. Va'avish beini koni, and it was going amongst the trees in the forest. Is sovar. So Rabba heard this noise, this tararam, as he thought, Gunda the Parshiav, it's a band of horsemen coming to catch me. And he thought, I don't want to be caught. I don't want to be taken alive. Vizomar. So he said, Tinach nafshidahu gavra, it's better I should pass away. V'lo yamasa b'yoda machusa, not to be captured by the king. So kachava, and he passed away. Kiavaka naach nafshe, while he was passing away, Omar, he said, oh, by the way, toher. Toher, toher. By the way, the question and answer to the halacha that you're arguing about is that he's toher. Yatsa Basko v'yomra came out of Basko and said, Ashrecha rabba b'nachmenish agufcha toher, your body is pure, v'yatsa nishmascha b'toher, and your neshama went out while you were saying the word toher. Nafa piska merakia mepulpedisa came out of a newspaper, I don't know, a petek.
A note
fell out of heaven from Pumpadisa. Who?
In Pumpadisa.
In Pumpadisa, yeah. Rabba bar Nachman in his bakish b'shiva shomayla. That he went missing, so he brought a note. Yeah, I'm going to be absent because I have to go up to the yeshiva in Pumpadisa. Nafko Abayev and Rava Chulav Rabban Lasuki Bay Abay and Rava and all the other rabbis came out to involve in the funeral. They have a yadi duchta. They couldn't find him though, so they got the piska. They got a note saying that Rabba's gone to Shemayim, but he was in the forest somewhere. They didn't know where his body. They didn't know where the body was. Is Ozla La Agma? So they went out looking for him in the forest. Is Chazu? They saw Tzipori. They saw birds. The Matana Livakaimi. They were hanging. They were hovering over a certain spot, flapping their wings to make shade. So Omri, they said the Shemayim Ahasamu. He must be there, and the birds are making shade, so he shouldn't be lying in the sun and become Masriach. Is Sabtu Tlasa Yomi with Tlasa Lelisa. So they were mourned him for 3 days and three nights. And Nafal Piska, and came another note and said, Kol HaPoirish Yehei Benudu. If you stop now, anyone who stops mourning now is going to be in the Cherim. It's not enough 3 days and three nights. Is Sabtu Shiva Yomi. So they did another 7 days. Nafal Piska came another note and said, okay, L'chul HaVesel Shalom, you can go home now. Ahu Yom HaDinach Nafshei. That day that Rabba died, Dalya Zafa, there was a big storm. Big wind and storm. There was some Arab riding his camel, and it picked him up and threw him. Picked him up on one side of the river and threw him all the way across the other side. Is Omar my high? So the guy thought, hey, what happened? I was over there, and now the wind came and blew me over here. Is Omar, they told him, because Rabba died, so they blew you across the river. Is Omar the fun of he says, Rabbanu Shalom. The whole world belongs to you. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni also and Rabbi Nachmeni is also yours. At the Rabbi, the Rabbi didach. You and you love Rabbi, and Rabbi loves you. You know, I need a doidi v'doidi li. You're good mates with Rabbi. That's very nice for you. But amaykum mechafta li alma. What do you have to destroy the world just because you're friends with Rabbi Nachmeni? It's noch zafa. So God said, yeah, you're right. And so the wind stopped.
It's an Arab speaking.
It's an Arab, yeah. That's an Arab. Rab Shimon ben Chalafta, Balbosar, however, getting just back to the Balbosars, because we missed them from the other day. The overweight.
There's discussion about this thing with Rabbi Ben Ahmed, whether he's Psaf, he's still in the Shemaini, or he's still here. There's some Sefer talks about it.
Okay. Rab Shimon ben Chalafta was a Balbosar, Yeb Echara ben Chamimolei, one day he was hot. Havasalik v'yosiv ashim, the tourist, he went and sat up in the mountains where there's a cool breeze. Amalei Lebrata, he said to his daughter, Biti Hanifa Lamanifa, daughter, wave a fan on me. Vani Eten Loch, Kikrin Dinair, and I will give you loaves of perfume. I'll buy you some perfume. Says to his daughter, if you wave the fan on me and cool me off, I'll buy you some perfume. Adahachi Nashbazika. So while he was sitting there, came a big wind from, you know, a natural wind. Omar said, ooh, Kama Kikrin Dinair, Lamaridachi, how many bottles of perfume I have to buy for the person, the one who blew that wind? If I give a bottle of perfume for a fan for the real wind like that, how much more so? Sorry, I'm going to have to stop again because...